Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you guys rocking with us here on this Thursday. I'm glad to know that you guys are enjoying this about as much, maybe not even a fraction of as much as we are enjoying it. Shout out to Ocho and his wife. Apparently, with us being dressed up as Coming to America, we've inspired a lot of people to relive some of the magic of his movies, quote some things. Apparently, his wife was quoting one of my favorite moments where you had the rapping twins. My name is Peaches, and
so
I'm the
bad.
Best. You can continue to rest at that yourself. But very, very fun day today. And I'm excited to share this with The Drive, because I know Ron will want to get in his licks as well. Speaking of The Drive, though, they should be talking to Woody Marks today
The
2 o'clock hour.
Okay.
So that'll be fun to get a little bit of insight
so
from
Atlanta.
The running back. Yeah, that Atlanta zone. Yeah. Woody Marks, apparently. All right. He is a very valuable weapon that I'm happy that this team has started utilizing more consistently. However, the weapon that matters the most seems like he'll be back.
Nico
Collins. In fact, let's hear from D'Amico Ryans. This is cut two. D'Amico. Nico Collins is in the protocol, but he practiced yesterday. And mind you, he's practicing again today.
Yeah.
Is he out of the protocol?
And Nico is technically still in the under the concussion protocol. We're expecting him to clear in the next few days.
There we go.
That's from the horse's mouth. Yeah. He also went as far to say that they were expecting Christian Kirk to play as well. So with those guys being back, what are you expecting to see and what do you hope to see from the wide receiver?
I am so glad you put it that way. What I hope to see, obviously, we can almost put Nico Collins in a different category.
Almost?
Well, we can. We can put Nico Collins in a different category. He's going to play. He's going to have that role. Hopefully, he goes in motion a little bit.
Because if you go back to the verbal back and forth, is the way that I'll put this, between D'Amico and a couple of the members of the media.
And Kaylee, too.
And Kaylee was the one specifically. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me. That was one of the things, is whether or not they put Nico in motion and create opportunities for him in the ways that some of the other great wide receivers in the league have been given some schematic advantage.
Because there were numbers, and you might remember him better than I can.
Yeah.
He was like in the top bottom 10%.
Yeah, he was not getting very many opportunities to motion or move into the slot necessarily. Like, he got lined up in the slot from time to time.
Right.
But it's clearly not, you're not seeing as much of that utilization for him as you're seeing for the likes of Amon-Ra St. Brown and other players, other wide receivers, Justin Jefferson of that caliber.
Yeah, which is, of course, you know the premier receivers do that a lot, a whole lot. Because it's easier to get matchups and more catches, et cetera. So I still want to set him aside for obvious reasons. The interesting thing to me is, and I'm glad you put it that way, what do you expect to see and what do you want to see? I hope I'm not. I don't feel like I am caught up in the moment. But I think Jalen Nowell has done enough. Jalen Nowell has done enough to really stay on the field a lot. Stay on the field for three downs, you know, and or four, or whatever, and get those touches. But I kind of expect Christian Kirk to get those numbers.
Right.
And I don't know how I feel about that.
I do know how I feel about that. I'm getting to a point where I really and truly want to see more Jalen Knoll. And if Christian Curry is going to be utilized alongside him, I think the necessity of the situation forced Nick Cayley into a place where he had to use some kind of slot tandem situations. And I think that might be something that is beneficial for this team, even if it is Nico Collins kind of being utilized in a slot type capacity, right? But one of the things that I know for certain, when you get those kind of crosser things for Jalen Knoll, he looks like he's been the absolute best getting him the football in that way. I don't want to take that away. I don't want to see less of that by any means. I also feel like maybe that could inform, because tell me if you think that this is wrong, inform some more of the way that they utilize routes for some of these other players, because CJ feels like he's the most confident throwing the football on some of these crossers as opposed to some of like the kind of go route type stuff that they've had. Like I think that that's a part of why him and Jaden Higgins have had this weird lack of a incredible connection.
Yeah,
the way that he's kind of missed him a lot feels like it's the routes that they have Jaden Higgins on, and it feels like Nico has some of those similar routes as well.
I think they like it as well. I think Nick Cayley and the offensive staff like those routes. They feel like those are the ones that can come open, easy and shorter, and maybe have some yards after catch, that type of stuff. But I think you're right, and it goes back to Kirk and Knoll. I don't want to disparage Kirk here because he's got a hell of a resume in the NFL. But I do feel in this offense, to your point, Jalen Knoll on the move can get open a lot easier or find space. Whereas Christian Kirk, as good as he's been in the NFL, you almost in this offense have to put it on his chest. You know, you have to it has to be some sort of stop route, some sort of, just right there and go down. And I think it's interesting. That's why I would lean Knoll at this point. And keep in mind, you're not just plugging in this guy for this guy. There's all kinds of different route combinations and personnel combinations you can do. But if we're doing it that way, I think another one, interestingly, is Higgins and Hutchinson. Because Hutchinson has been playing pretty dang well.
He has.
And Higgins, you know, obviously the higher pick, the high pick and all that. I think I want Hutch.
I understand that because it feels like Hutch, again, what I was talking about, Hutch and CJ have a better connection than Higgins and CJ seem to have right now. But that one feels like one of those, you try and get Higgins more reps in order to get to that place. He feels like more of what you're building towards with no disrespect to Higgins, Hutchinson, who has really helped you. I think one of the things also, and tell me if you think this is far-fetched, I do wonder, especially as we're still in this place where we're looking at Dalton Schultz, like, is he going to be healthy and is he going to be available? If we're talking about getting Christian Kirk opportunities, I do wonder if he might be more useful doing some of the Dalton Schultz role, even though
totally different,
it's not the same
type,
guy,
totally different role.
Right. But like more, especially if we see the Broncos go from more of a man defense where they can trust Patrick Surtain to kind of take away a player to doing more zone type stuff. That it seems like they did when last week against the Cowboys, even though I think that's more about the Cowboys and their ability to get downfield. I do wonder if with the injury of Surtain, if that inspires or if that tells us anything about the way that they try and go about this week with more zone. Having somebody who you feel comfortable sitting down in those spaces, that feels like that could be Christian Kirk more than some of the other
guys.
That's
why I said I don't know how I feel about it because I think they could do it that way. And let's also keep this in mind, whether they blitz or don't blitz or whatever, I think this is going to be a max protect type game plan for the Texans.
I was going to ask you that.
Which it has to be. You're going to have a back in there. You're going to have somebody on there just because they're so good, and you got to protect C.J. Stroud. So that's basically three guys in the routes. So that narrows down the options in terms of Higgins, Hutchinson, Knoll, Kirk, et cetera. So I think that's why you need the best weapons, even more so than I think the best. The best talent or the most proven or whatever. I would go three wides. I'd go obviously Nico, Hutchinson, and Knoll, because you're gonna have max protect.
That's interesting. I'm glad you brought up the max protect, because there's times where they go max protect and then you end up with two routes, or like you mentioned, sometimes three routes. And there's been times this season where that has simply played into a defense being able to take away everything else, because we have these number of people back. Yeah. Even with the Broncos sometimes rushing five, right, which is counted as a blitz, but they have five down linemen, so it won't really operate like a blitz necessarily in creating a weak spot in the pass coverage. But if they have just five, six guys in coverage, but you're only sending two, this is a defense that you believe is capable of covering that up.
With or without Surtain.
Right? Yeah. With or without Surtain. So I almost do, I think, as much as I'm with you, you need to keep CJ upright. You need to give him an opportunity to throw the football. Does it become counterintuitive at times to get two max protect?
Like, go ahead and spread him out?
Is there a possibility to zig where others expect you to zag?
You better trust Jake Andrews and Ursary.
There you go. But I am intrigued on maybe seeing if that's something that they could do. Because that got fun last week when you could see them actually maybe not fully empty it out, but get pretty wide with some 2x2s. And I think there was a couple of snaps where they emptied it out. And you go, oh,
yeah,
okay, this is interesting. Now, maybe they have to get into a groove to get there. But I could be convinced of that. And maybe that ends up being helpful in a situation to kind of slow down a pass rush. I don't know.
I think Dalton Schultz's availability for this game is really, really big.
Yeah.
Really, really big. And not because he's just lighting it up, but he's having a really good year. And that's just another option in the middle of the field that they have to kind of – they have to account for and know that's a weapon that C.J. Stroud goes to.
Yeah, that's fair. And then I see you 8-3-2. I think we have, as a show, come to this point where we agree with you on this sentiment. Again, 8-3-2. Let's throw a pass out to Fisher like how Alabama uses Caden Proctor in the jumbo set.
Hey.
I think I'm in on that.
Hey. Yeah.
Like, one of the things about football, when you're talking about the football schematics of it, whatever, part of this is you set something, you create an expectation, and then you subvert it, right? Like, hey, we keep running this, this particular run play, so that when I play action out of it, now you think you know what you're seeing, and nope, it's you thought the ball was here, it's somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've shown, this Texas team has shown a lot of jumbo set. You got Blake Fisher in, and you expect nothing but him blocking.
I think it's in there somewhere. It's in the game plan somewhere.
It should be. Yeah. And like I said before a couple of days ago, he should be practicing catching a little bit. Of course, he should focus on the offensive line work and all that stuff, but after practice, he should be catching some balls, man.
Especially because the one thing with this offense, even when it's looked terrific like this past weekend, the red zone is not good. You know, and so I'm not saying like none of us are. You know,
in the run game, not great, great.
But we're not saying, Jake, Blake Fisher is going to be a weapon. No, we're talking about like the one off.
Yeah, and it's I really and truly think it's one. Like, yeah. I don't know how much I trust Blake Fisher, even if you throw the football to him.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest. Like, there's some guys
it's offensive
where you go,
lineman, man. Yeah.
But not even just offense. There's some offensive lineman where you go, that dude is an athlete. Where you make it three syllables instead of two. He's not one of those guys that I go, yo, he's an athlete, and I would try and get him to football just to see what it looks like. This is just purely expectation subversion, right?
Yes.
If you're looking at this offensive line room, there are some guys where I go, that guy's an athlete, and I'll think about it, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe if you get this ball to Tay, I might want to see what that looks like, right?
Yeah, it's still like you don't trust the offensive lineman to catch a ball or run a route and nothing like that, but I do think you can throw some people off a little bit.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah, man, it ain't got to be every single time.
That's the whole idea. I think it's in there. I think they probably worked on it. And, again, keep in mind, terrific offensive performance this past week, but they were bad in the red zone. They were bad in the three field goals in the first four trips. You know, now I know they put it all together ultimately, but D'Amico's first thing he talked about on Monday.
I'm super intrigued to hear from the coordinators today. Obviously, as always, all eyes on offense coordinator because that's where a lot of our attention is, particularly with this team and the way that it's situated. I want to hear what Nick Caley has to say about what might need to be done to help them be better in the red zone. Because as of right now, yeah, that's a huge difference. And a Broncos team like this is more capable of hurting you, I think, if you are doing this thing, even if you're executing and getting the ball down the field and having long drives, if you're only doing three versus six and seven, I think that this is a team that might be able to hurt you a little bit
more. Well, especially just in general, this isn't going to be a high-scoring game. This is going to be a like every red – you're not going to have – what they have, six red zone trips this past weekend? You'll be lucky to get two. So you have to make the most of them and get touchdowns.
Yeah, especially if that pressure ends up getting to your quarterback. So I think I'm with you. I do wonder, because I might be leaning – I think I'm trying to hold myself off from in that place. I might be leaning a little bit like some of these people on the text line who are like, there's some people on the text line who are done with the Christian Kirk thing. Like, I don't need to see any more is some of the
kind of
sentiment.
I would lean no.
Yeah.
I lean no, but they're like, yo, don't even bother like trying to force Christian Kirk back into this. Like it's
that leads into what you expect. What I expect is this offense, experience. He's been there. Reliability.
You kind of seen it with Berrios.
Pecking order, yes.
Yeah, so if they're doing this with Berrios, they're going to do it with Christian. They're going to give her every chance possible.
I think you're
and
right.
And I think it's up to Noel to play so good where they can't even take you off the field.
100%.
Yep. You want to know one more reason why I think Noel, I would love to see him get a pretty good diet? Again, if you're talking about a pass rush that gets after a quarterback and gets after them quickly, I think the players that if I'm going to power rank the players on this team that I trust to get the ball in space and go do something, Nico Collins is one. Woody Marks might be two.
Yeah.
Jalen Noel is three.
I think you're right.
And I think that you need you're going to need that kind of player.
Absolutely.
If I think the game plan goes the way that it should, which is getting the ball out quick and neutralizing that defensive line. Plus, can we get some hard count?
Yeah.
Those are the types of things that you don't need to do with the actual plays or the routes or anything in order to help slow down a defense that's going to be eager to get after you. Give them a little bit of question on, am I going on one? Am I going on two? You know what I mean? I think that could be interesting. All right. Anyways, we'll talk more about that as we continue talking about this game for the rest of the day and obviously tomorrow. But you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. And coming up next is the time where we hand things over to Cleo McDowell for McDowell's Mixtape. What you got for us, Fig?
Yeah, I got some McDowell's hamburgers over here. I got the Big Mick. No, I'm just playing.
Do they got C's on them?
No, they don't.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so Halloween coming up tomorrow. Obviously, we in the spirit right now. And I have a list from Billboard of the top 25 biggest Halloween songs of all time. And I'm so irritated at this one song that's very low on this list.
Uh-oh, okay. Let's hear about the list of Halloween songs. We'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, fellas. Now, your first job every morning will be to sweep this walkway. Then, I want you to wash all the windows real good, too. And don't leave no streaks. Hey, what are you doing? Get the hell out of here before I bust that camera.
It's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday.
That's correct.
Happy Thursday. I almost said happy Halloween, but it's Halloween around here.
Yeah, it is.
So we celebrating a little early. We got our little company holiday party contest.
Yes.
It's a contest.
And congratulations are in order.
We have the winners.
Oh, the winners.
some winners. We had a tie for first, and mind you, our costume theme this year was it Famous Duos?
Yeah.
So there were pairs. Our very own Sean Pendergast tied for first.
Hey,
he was a part of Right Said Fred. That's what he sounds like. Yeah. Not when he wins, though. Well, he might have felt sounded like that once you get on social media and see what he looked like. He had a fishnet shirt on.
Oh, well, that'll win every time.
Yeah, with that physique, man.
You gotta win. You can't lose with that on, man. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm about to send something to HR. You can't be over here seducing people like that, Sean Pendergast.
Well, how dare you? I don't think he was. I honestly don't think he was.
Yeah, we actually made a quick appearance in the costume party, too.
We're not prepared at all.
Yeah. But some people said we dressed the best, though. We killed it, yeah.
Well, that's good to hear.
I will say, you guys really cleaned up pretty nicely in your costumes here.
Hey, You too, man. It's like you work for McDowell's, man.
Yeah,
because right now I got lettuce, then I'll get to fries, then the grill, then assistant manager, because that's when the big bucks start rolling in.
Yeah. So, kind of a happy early Halloween. Speaking of Halloween, I ran across this list from Billboard, and they released the top 25 biggest Halloween songs of all time. And I ain't going to waste y'all time going through the whole list. Yeah. I'm going to just get right to the bleep.
Okay.
So the thing that pissed me off the most is Thriller from Michael Jackson coming in at number 21 on this list.
That is
asinine. Where's my Patrick Crayton? It's asinine. I couldn't believe this, man. So I'm gonna go through the top five.
Okay, number one is Monster Mash, right?
Yes, that's number one.
And I would put Thriller 2.
Yeah, that's how I wouldn't even. I ain't even fighting for Thriller to be number one or anything.
Y'all, look, I understand why this is the case, but there is a number one Halloween song, and it is a Houston song. Y'all ain't brought it up,
and that is
Mind Playing Tricks on Me, Ghetto Boys. Come on, talk to me.
I don't even think it made that list, man.
See, they don't know ball.
So when I seen this, I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? So I seen Monster Mash. I'm like, all right, maybe they go on the whole Halloween song. But then next is Ghostbusters. I'm like, okay.
Good.
Okay, I'm fine with that. No pushback. Number three, Frankenstein from Edgar Winter Group.
Oh, the Edgar Winter Band?
Yeah. So I'm like, okay.
I'm out on that one. No, not out on it, but to be ranked that high.
What is that song I'm trying to recall?
Edgar Winter. We'd have to find
out. Okay.
I'll find it when I get a chance. But number four, this is what really pissed me off.
Okay.
The Monster, Eminem featuring Rihanna.
Get out of here.
Ain't no damn Halloween song, man.
Well, I mean, just Monster generally. But
Who is playing that song on Halloween? Let's get in the Halloween spirit.
I can see people put it on the playlist of just kind of like Monster general thing. But like,
come on,
how
man.
Is it this high? Like, I'm okay with you putting it on the list. There's no way it should
show
be this
me
high.
Somebody that's like, oh yeah, you got to put Eminem
on.
Yeah, that song never pop up, man. Yeah. When we talk about Halloween things, so Mind Playing Tricks, Ghetto Boys pop up more than that,
probably.
And he mentioned Halloween what in two
this week? Halloween fell on a weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me and Ghetto Boys is trick or treating. Yeah. Absolutely.
I know, man. So that kind of ticked me off a little bit,
Shout
man.
Shout out to Scarface, man.
Yeah. But that's your list. You can check the list out. I think it's on billboard.com. Right. I ain't going to waste y'all time with that. But yeah, y'all pissed me off having Thriller that damn low, man. Yeah. That is crazy.
It's two.
Yeah, I agree with it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Mitch Saban and Luke Sports Radio 610. Cleo McDowell here holding it down at McDowell's, 8507 Queens Boulevard, if y'all want to come through and support. So we usually do our court hearings tomorrow, yesterday on Wednesdays with Judge John Lopez.
Yeah.
And one thing we always good with, we make sure we come with pants on, right?
Mm-hmm.
We always have pants on.
Mm-hmm.
So
wait, is that a problem for people?
I'm wondering where he's going with
apparently
this story.
I ain't never
left the house and forgot my pants. Yeah. I can say that.
Or shorts, whatever. Yes.
I'm on a great run.
Yeah.
33 years straight of not forgetting my pants.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I've never done it, but I'm a great one
really?
Myself.
Let me
go out to get the newspaper in your drawers.
You just forgot your pants.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay, all right.
Let me ask y'all this. Have y'all done a Zoom meeting with no pants on?
Absolutely not.
Never. Now, I've worn like gym shorts with a nice shirt.
Hey, that's totally fine, man. Yeah, you can wear those outside the house.
Yeah.
But I'm weird, though. I'd be feeling weird just being naked in the house anyways.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not a freely naked guy. Like, like other people could just walk around with no issue.
Which to be
fair, I gotta put something on.
It's their place. I get it.
Yeah.
What ifs just pop up way too often.
For what me. If a fire break out and I gotta run out the house?
I'm occasionally naked.
Really? Okay.
Occasionally.
Today we learned.
Depends on the mood.
Okay.
The mood.
Yeah. All right. So anywho, it was a Detroit officer who was supposed to be at a court hearing via Zoom, and he tuned in and he didn't have any pants on, and the judge kind of noticed it.
Yes, Officer Jackson, badge number 3919, out of the 12th precinct.
All right. You got some pants on, officer?
Sir, they're in the... No, sir.
Officer Jackson, okay.
He said, "You got some pants on."
Okay,
now?
I got a question,
officer.
Could you like see? Did you see the video?
Yes.
He was
on his phone.
Yeah.
So he had this officer outfit from the top on.
Yeah.
But he put his phone down a little low, so you see nothing but legs. I want to say he had on Jordan. I wasn't really looking like that.
Okay, all right.
But a lot of people posted video. I think they would have blurred it out if he didn't have anything going.
I gotta see this.
But yeah, you'll find it. TMZ reposted it and all that. But he kind of had it low.
Right.
Where you like, whoa. So he was camera view. He was kind of eye to eye.
Mm-hmm. I do love that whoever the other person was, whether it was judge or whatever, was like, "Officer, do you got pants on?" Because in their mind, they were like,
"Oh, dude, he's naked."
The answer is absolutely going to be, "Yes, of course." And when the answer was no, he was like, "Well, I don't know what to do with this." He was like, okay, and just kept moving. That's one of those, don't ask questions that you don't want answers to.
Yeah. Now, if you hear the judge, because this was the judge asking the question, it sounded like he like, "Do you got some pants on, bro?"
Yeah.
Or officer?
Well,
you got some pants on, officer?
No. He fell on the floor.
I also do appreciate that. Like just
this
at some
is kind
point
of blurred out. Like he
does. Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I ain't really looked too long.
And the other attorney was a female.
His sergeant was very much also in the picture there. Right.
Am I seeing what
the phone,
I think I'm
he
seeing?
He picked the phone up real quick and was like, "Oh, yeah, you know."
Oh, hey,
brother,
my goodness.
Man, we in 2025. Why are y'all still doing this?
Well, I guess.
Via Zoom, man. Come on now.
Did Toobin ever get his job back?
No. I think he's made a couple of appearances here and there. Well, he was more than not wearing pants.
Well, true. But my thought was that should have been at least from my perspective, I'm always, don't make the same mistake twice. And when you get this, hey, this is a clear opportunity to know that this mistake is now off limits for, you know that this can't happen. I thought once Tubin happened, we all recognized you got to be on your P's and Q's.
Yes,
yeah, you got to,
on the Zoom call.
You got to. I talked about that last time when we had a little company Zoom call and somebody was in there talking smack about the meeting and wasn't on mute.
Oh,
it's like, brother, when you log in, the first thing you look for is the mute button.
Yes, it is.
Make sure the mic is off. Make sure your cameras, all that stuff before you get to talking smack. So,
and I apologize for anybody who doesn't know when I say Tubin. This is one of those times where I'm not going to explain.
Yeah.
I feel like it's better for everybody if I don't talk about that in a larger way.
Yeah. All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. I've seen this making the rounds a little bit. So China got a new law for social media influencers. Did you see this?
I did not.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so it was making the headlines. And here's a news anchor from, I want to say she's from China. She was breaking all of this down courtesy of a YouTube page called Hornbill TV.
Okay.
The Chinese government has now come up with a new social media policy. Under the new Chinese policy, which took effect in late 2025, only influencers with verified university degrees or certified professional expertise can discuss sensitive topics such as medicine, law, finance, and education. Not just that, but the new law also requires influencers to cite their sources and conflict of interest disclaimers. And also no more advertising of medical services and supplements.
Wow.
That's a lot. They going strong right there, man. So pretty much social media influencers, you can't really, unless you have some type of degree or certification. I don't know what type of certification you'll get, but you can't, I guess, promote or advertise whatever.
Well, they said you can't advertise, but you can't even talk about it. Like, don't get out here telling me.
You gotta have a degree or an expertise in something.
Right. Like, well, I found out that this food is terrible. All right, so where's your nutrition license?
What's the source?
Yeah. Where's your nutrition degree? Because otherwise, STFU.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just hoping nothing like this come over here. Yeah. Because otherwise, you ain't getting no opinions at all.
Then what's the fun in that?
Well, social media would be a ghost town.
Yeah.
Is that the worst thing in the world? Is it?
It's called freedom of speech.
Hey, yes or no, man. Sometimes you just looking for somebody to be like, hey, man, this food spot pretty good, man. Y'all should check it out.
What's your source?
Yeah, but
yeah. Sometimes that's all you need, man.
Yeah, but they did say on specific topics, right? Like, if you're talking about topics in a way where you are purporting yourself to have some level of expertise, let's see it.
What culinary school did you go to?
Right, let's see. Well, I don't think it would apply to food because that's a matter of taste, right? But there's some things that aren't matters of taste that people be talking about and like leading people astray. I think I'm with it. I never realized that I'd be in this place the China government is on something. I don't think I would have been there. However,
I think people just need to be a little more smart. They need to do a little more research themselves. As Reggie liked to say, stop being damn lazy.
True.
Do the research before you jump in bed with somebody.
Well, that's not going to happen. Somewhere in between those two things, maybe.
Yeah.
I said, show me the degree, big dog. I'm not listening to that.
Yeah, you got to be certified to say something.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. I want to give a special salute to the Harris County jury for finding this lady by the name of Brick Lady, Rhonda Osmond. Rhonda Osmond, guilty of theft for stealing more than $42,000 through a GoFundMe after making claims that a man threw a brick at her head outside a West Houston bar when she didn't give him his phone number. And some people on social media might remember this story. This story kind of went viral. Mm-hmm. And here's KPRC2, my guy Bryce, with the story, just kind of explaining everything. What happened?
Yo, this man just hit me in my face with a brick and all these black men just watched.
That's Rhonda Osmond. She's known virally as Brick Lady, and a Harris County jury has just found her guilty of theft by deception.
What have I ever done to anybody in my life to deserve this?
Back in 2023, she went viral when she made claims online that a man threw a brick at her head because she wouldn't give him her phone number. Olin Douglas, he's the man that was accused of throwing that brick, but he says that got death threats after the video went viral. The Houston Police Department and Harris County District Attorney's Office investigated this case. They found that Rhoda Osmond created a fake GoFundMe to profit off of this, about $42,000. When the jury convicted her, the judge had to tell her to calm down in the courtroom several times. The judge then sentenced her to 10 years of probation, and some of the conditions that she'll have to follow. First, she'll have to serve 90 days in jail. She'll also have to pay full restitution and then go to inpatient substance abuse treatment. But one of the biggest conditions of probation, the judge ordered 10 years of no using social media.
That last part got me. 10 years of not using social media.
I don't know. 90 days in jail ain't no picnic.
No, it's not. But I'm like, damn, I feel like the social media part might be harder than the 10 years probation.
For her, probably.
I'm surprised that that's something that's actionable. Like, I didn't know that that was something in the wheelhouse to be able to. No, I hear you. I'm not saying that I don't understand the way that they got there. I just didn't realize that that was the thing that they could get you on. Like, how does your probation go? Is the probation officer just scrolling and making sure that you're not tweeting? Like, how does that go? Like, that's just where my brain.
Yeah, I have no idea. But because the first thing I thought about was maybe she can make a fake account, a fake email and all that stuff. But
maybe they just check all her devices at some point, at various points, all that stuff. But good.
Yeah.
I was going to say throw the book at her, but that's.
Throw the cell phone at her. because she got. Yeah, I forgot.
It's crazy. This story kind of divided the whole social media, like men versus women, too, because it made it seem like a lot of guys wasn't really doing nothing and defending her or believing her. Mm-hmm. And come to find out this was all a lie.
Yeah, I did not even, because I'm just now hearing about this. I missed the culture war portion of this.
Oh, man, it was crazy.
Sorry, in this instance, I guess it'd be the gender war portion of this, and I'm kind of glad I did.
It was bad, but now she finally was found guilty of all of this. So I'm glad that young brother didn't get caught up in it too much where he possibly could have got a charge or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing.
That's scary, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so.
How do you come up with that line? Like that lie.
I don't understand.
They threw a brick at me.
People are just so creative when they're criminals. I wish they could just put that somewhere else.
Yeah. And then I get y'all out of here real quick. Shohei Ohtani. I'm not sure if this should be Shohei Ohtani or the Dodgers, but thanks for nothing, man.
Really?
Thanks for nothing. Y'all was out here playing good. Shohei playing legendary. And y'all look like y'all about to lose this damn series.
It ain't over yet.
It's not over. The one thing I'm rooting for is a really good game, and I you can convince me game seven. Like, I am very much in on the possibility of game
if
seven.
If they lose this World Series, man,
that's
going to suck
big time
for Shohei.
What a shame.
Not suck for Shohei. Like, well, I mean, for his opportunity to get
the win. It's LeBron in 26 or 2015 where he just – Led everybody on the floor in everything, and it don't mean a damn thing.
Hey, Dave Roberts, come talk to me for a second. That's where I go.
That's where it's going.
That's immediately where I go. I was like, hey, buddy, can we talk?
Yeah.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's the mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on the show. Coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive who are out at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Cyprus. But before we do that, Sean Pendergast had a Pender poll that I'm interested to see what you guys think of. He asked the question if you could replicate one stat from the win versus the Niners into the game versus the Broncos, which one would you choose? I'll let you know which one of those, I'll let you know which ones he put up there, and I'll get your opinions on that next.
Hello.
Hi.
You know, I started on cleanup just like you guys, but now, see, I'm washing lettuce. Soon I'll be on fries, then the grill. A year or two, I make assistant manager. And that's where the big bucks start rolling in.
Just 2 years, eh?
Been a fun show today here on a Thursday in the loop, but Halloween Eve, which for us here at Odyssey Houston, the day of our office Halloween party, and thus all of us on the show dressed up as various characters from Coming to America. It's been fun. Glad that you guys, at least some of you, have enjoyed getting involved with it, having fun with it. The clips, shout out to Fig, dropping those in, and the quotes. Literally all break long, I was singing, "To be loved, to be loved.
I have a date with Lisa."
So it's been fun hanging out today. We're glad that you've been doing that with us. And the fun only rolls on. Obviously, you know the drive, picking up at 2. We'll hand it off to them in a little bit. But they're out at the Buffalo Wild Wings on 290. Not the address. But it is off of 290 there in Cyprus. Easy to find. Put it in your GPS. in the 2 o'clock hour, they'll talk to Woody Marks. And I almost called him Woody Harrelson. I don't know what's happening in my brain. So let me get to the place that I need to go before my brain craps out on the day. Sean Pendergast, winner of our office Halloween costume party.
How about that?
But also very good.
I got
good.
A video of him too.
Oh, really?
Good.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Put that on the internet for sure. But also very, very good host of the morning show, Payne and Pendergast. He put up a Pender poll, as he is wont to do, a poll. And the question that he asked was, if you could replicate just one stat from the Texans' victory last Sunday versus the Niners into this Sunday versus the Broncos, which one would you want? And the four options that he put up there, you can either have 0 sacks allowed from this offensive line. You can have the 9 of 16 efficiency on third down. You can have the 41 minutes of time of possession. Or you can have the 157 yards of rushing. John Lopez, or should I say Saul, what would you want to translate over, particularly thinking about this Broncos game ahead of you?
They're all kind of for the same. They're all in the same boat.
They're similar. Yeah. They're similar.
Give me time of possession.
41 minutes.
Time of possession gets it done. 41 minutes. It's a 60-minute game.
That's unreal, though.
That is a win.
Yeah.
Like, you can turn the ball over, and if you have 41 minutes of possession time, you're probably going to win. The defense is going to be rested. You're bound to get at least enough points, more than the other guys, if they only have 19 minutes. You know, so give me the 41 minutes of possession.
Yeah, the defense would have to be absolutely incredible if they're only playing 19 minutes of defense across the entirety of the game. This defense is so potent. I don't anticipate in this game, and woo boy, I'll be so mad if I end up being wrong and I have to eat crow on this. I don't anticipate huge plays from the Broncos explosively versus this defense. I don't anticipate that. So if you can have 19 minutes, you are really going to rough up.
It's offense too, because 41 minutes means you're grinding. You're getting first down. That's why I said they're all kind of in the same boat, because what'd you say, 9 out of 16? That's 41 minutes. That's how you get to 41 minutes. You know, 9 out of 16 on third down.
Yeah. It might, honestly. Now, I'll answer the poll for you, let you know what has been the winner here with the final results. The 0 sacks allowed was the one place that everybody went, and it makes sense. That has been such a focal point of this offense, that particular weakness, the offensive line, and the idea that when C.J. Stroud has to play or is on his back, he can't be the effective quarterback that he is, and it degrades the game that he plays. I think that some of these other ones might be more valuable. And you were right. The time of possession was the second highest voted. I'm kind of interested in this third down thing, because if you're able to pick up 9 of 16 third downs, you're going to continue these drives.
Right. That's how you get to 41 minutes.
Right. Yeah. And so that is fair. That's probably the stronger one, is that 41 minutes. Mm-hmm. But I think that 9 of 16 on third down is really appealing to me, also because this Texans team has been pretty inefficient on first and second
average
down.
Average at best, yeah.
I wouldn't even say average at best on first and second down. They are below average on first and second down. Early down, especially passing, that would be huge, because that kind of mitigates that weakness and gives you the opportunity to drive and continue the drives, because I feel like that also means that, you know, despite pressure or what have you, that you'll be able to make some of that happen. Yeah. But you're right. Some of these fall in that same vein. Interestingly enough, the one that was least considered by folks was the 157 yards rushing. And I could find some real value in that.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're talking about a pass rush that really can get after you, it feels like being able to run the football is a great way to mitigate that.
Well, especially because that's what their go-to is. It's really weird, because outside of the style of offense, the philosophy of both these teams is exactly the same. Play good defense, run the ball, be safe passing. What the Broncos do, it's what the Texans do. Now, they get there in different ways in terms of what they're running. And you mentioned this earlier. They also get there in different ways in terms of who's pulling the trigger, where, you know, C.J. Stroud has more control of that. But the philosophy of the offense and the defense is exactly the same for both these teams.
Is it weird to think that it seems impossible, right? But if you have 0 sacks, you can still end up in a place where you don't score points. You don't score a lot of points.
Absolutely.
41 minutes of time of possession feels tough to do without scoring points.
It's hard to lose.
In theory, you could do that without scoring points. The 9 of 16 on third down, in theory, you could do that and still end up in
probably.
Well, that'd be really rough to do. 157 yards rushing feels like if you do that, your points will be on the board.
You would think, right? That's a good.
Or am I just making a distinction where there isn't actually a difference?
I think all those conceivably could go the other way, but all those also point to points.
Fair enough. So, look, regardless, I guess let me throw this wrinkle in here. Which of these does it feel like it's most likely? And obviously, we talked about the one that you want. Which one feels like the one that's most likely to get for this Texans team?
To do?
Yeah, in this game.
Not 41 minutes.
Fair enough. Yeah, that felt very much anomalous watching that happen.
Not 9 of 16. That's a big ask against this defense.
Okay.
I'm going to say not zero sacks. I'm gonna say, that narrows it down. 157 yards rushing.
Okay.
Maybe the most likely.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Excited to see the challenge. Because the challenge we know is there.
Mm-hmm.
How does this team respond to the challenge is going to be really, really telling. I can't wait to learn more about this team on Sunday as what we're seeing coming up. From the 281, somebody said, what defense has the shortest time of possession? Is there a stat anyone looks at? You know what? I'll see what I can look at there and see what I can find.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.